guys, it's Mother Nature.
We can't. We're stuck in. We're not even stuck in Buffalo, so we're stuck in Rochester, I guess. So, got a little bus ride and get in when we can get in. But I think that was kind of coming down the pipeline pretty early this morning.
Is that the only real setback of today? I mean, the only disappointment for today, the way the defense and the offense.
Yeah, you know, I thought we got off to a good start. I think that we were stressing out all week because. You know, you don't want to get into a dogfight with these guys at home. We've been in that too many times. So I thought we really stressed that and made some plays early. You know, it was a good lead at halftime and got a big turnover. I mean, turnover is really a story for us offensively. We were fortunate to get quite a few short fields today and took advantage when we did. You know, it was great by the defense with all the guys they had out. And you know, we just capitalized on some of their mistakes.
How would you describe the week leading up to the game with guys, you know, banged up, some sickness?
Yeah. Well, I think that happens, and I think there's, you know, every team has those weeks where some guys are in, some guys are out. You're right, there's injuries, and, you know, this week quite a few guys got sick, but, you know, I think that the guys fought through it and showed some mental toughness, and, you know, it's been a big word for us this year. And, you know, led to a really big win for us today.
What is your reaction to setting the NFL record for consecutive passes without an interception?
What's my reaction? I'm glad I'm not throwing interceptions. And you know, I think our team's done a really good job this year of not turning the ball over in general. All the guys that have handled it this year are doing a good job taking care of it. So, you know, I'm very fortunate. Believe me, I've had plenty of plays that definitely could have gone to them, but you know, it's a good trend for us to be on. Hopefully it continues.
Coming out of an 8-division title in 10 years, you said this was the goal all along, you know, for the regular season. Can you describe what this one means to you?
Yeah, sure. And it never gets old, I'll tell you that. We never get tired of winning. That's what we've been preparing for all off season and training camp, and to have a chance to do something pretty special today. I mean, it's a tough division. The Bills twice in these conditions, the Jets in Miami with what they, you know, how difficult a time they give us. It's a good division. And to come out victorious, obviously everyone's very proud of it. Season's not over yet. You know, we got obviously a game against Miami this coming week that can really definitely, you know, challenge us. And, you know, it's just great to come in here and beat the Bills today. That was a great effort by the guys.
To be the number one overall seed, have you seen the team improve this markedly from maybe February, March, April to this point in the season as this one has?
Well, I think that we've added a lot of different guys that have really brought some elements to this team that allow us to be that way. And the way the tight ends have played this year, a guy like Danny, a guy like Ben Jarvis, who really wasn't much part of our offense last year. The offensive line group has really come together, adding D on them. It's an entirely different team. And then defensively, there's just as many changes. So I think we've all, you know, our coach is tough on us. And I said earlier in the week, when we take the coaching from him, I mean, he's a pretty smart coach, you know. And I think when we can understand what he's teaching us, and the way that we need to do things, it ends up turning out pretty good.
But you didn't have a standard established with this particular group. Maybe in past years you guys had a standard, guys who you knew what you'd get from. This year, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Well, there's a lot of younger guys, but the expectation is for the position, you know, not for the player. It's if you're an outside linebacker on this team, you're expected to play like Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel. If you're a running back, you're expected to play like Corey Dillon and Antoine Smith and Kevin Falk. So it's just the way it is. And I think he rides us all day and all night to get the job done in that sense. So, like I said, the guys need to be able to respond to those things. And we've shown enough mental toughness throughout the year to respond.
Tom, was there a way to get the younger guys to kind of buy in? Because the gap between the veterans and the younger guys is kind of significant. There's a lot of rookies starting.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of rookies, but you know, the rookies, they don't know anything, you know. So really, what you tell them is what they believe. You know, they don't look 2 weeks ahead. You know, they're not smart enough to or experienced enough to do that. So they're just like, this is what you do, and that's what they do. And I think that's been the great part about having those guys like Aaron and Rob and Devin. And, you know, they just think this is just the way it is. So, you know, they've really, you know, listened to the veterans, listened to the guys at their position, listened to our coach.
What were your thoughts on Rob Gronkowski's performance today and how he's evolved in this offense throughout the year?
Well, he had a great day today. I mean, he's had great days all season. I mean, he's been a great player for us. I mean, I just think when I was a rookie of how hard it was for me, and then to see Rob and what he's accomplished and what Aaron's accomplished, it's so impressive because it's so hard. You just, it's so hard to understand what it takes to be successful at this level. But, you know, they're doing it, and they got to keep doing it, and they got a great role model in Algie, who's right at their position, someone they can always look to, who made some huge plays today. But that's a hell of a group for us.
How's the running game today? I mean, you had 163 yards on the ground in the first half.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable performance. But
sure is, and I think we talked earlier in the week, you know, this is, you know, one thing they've been struggling with is against the run. So they're 32nd against the run, and we knew coming in we needed to establish it, get things going on the ground, and possess the ball, and we sure did. And I think that takes a lot of pressure off the pass game. You can hand it off all the times we did and gain those yards. So it was a big effort by Benny. Danny almost had 100 yards. Offensive line blocked great. There was a lot of positive things.
Last question. You want to play next week?
Yeah, I want to play. That's what we're all, you know, whatever he asks us to do, we're going to do. And Miami's a good team. We struggled with them last time offensively. So hopefully we'll go out and play better. Thanks, guys.